to see everyone here this morning. Let's bow our heads, please. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for once again allowing us not only the mercy of living to see another day, but to be able to share on the day set aside to honor your birth, to be in your house of worship, praising your name. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we offer up this praise unto your
Good morning, church. Now, we know that pretty much across the globe, people are celebrating today as the birth of Christ. But more important than the day today, I am so thankful that Jesus Christ decided, because he didn't have to do it, did he?
That's right.
Jesus decided that he would come down and humble himself to the death of on the cross. And make a sacrifice. Now, I don't know if we really understand the sacrifice that Christ made. You know, I was trying to help my children understand that Jesus is the King of the universe. Not just, you know, we kind of put him in our sphere. You know, God is God of heaven, but it's way more than that. So we are here to serve a God that commands the heavenly host. A God that speaks and things happen. So sometimes in today, let's just start to make sure that we have that glee in our heart, because we are honoring the majesty of all living things. So I want you to know that we realize that you could have been anywhere else other than Imani. Many people are relaxing today. Some people are traveling today. But you are here. And we want you to know that we are glad to see your faces. And I see some smiling faces out there. We have plenty of things to be smiling about, don't we?
Amen.
Don't we? So I want to welcome our visitors. Do we have any visitors? If you will stand, please, and just let us know your wonderful name. Amen. We're so glad to have you. We want to thank you for traveling from L.A. We know that you're probably here for other reasons, visiting family, but you are here at Imani, and we want you to know, be welcome. Sir? Jonathan? Well, welcome. Thank you for coming. Now, we do have a song that we like to sing to our visitors, and we're sure they don't do this song in any other churches. This is our welcome song. We want to serenade you. Just briefly, make sure that you greet our visitors, hug them, let them know that we are so thankful to have you visiting with us at Imani.
Claire, the closer we get to one another, the easier it is to love one another. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, we're here on this wonderful, happy Sabbath day, but also Merry Christmas. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
I believe the Adventists ought to have a twofold blessing. Somebody ought to say amen.
Right.
Because some people are just celebrating Christmas. But we're not just celebrating Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating God's holy Sabbath day. There ought to be something joyous about this occasion, because we are here gathering, celebrating the love of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to say amen. Want to welcome all of our guests once again. We're so glad to have you all here. As Elder Murphy says, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a wonderful blessing. I tell you, you cannot be anywhere else to be serenaded like you were today. Isn't that right?
That's right?
Where the members serenaded you and let you know that they want to see the Jesus in you that loves the Jesus in them. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
We're so glad that we have Mel's sister here. Joy?
Yeah.
Sister Joy is here. We want to invite Joy to stand. And Joy, we want to recognize Joy for being here today. What a blessing. All the way from Macon, Georgia. Amen, amen. To be able to spend this holiday season with us. Amen. I'm so glad to be in God's house. What a privilege it is to wake up and to share the gift of Jesus Christ with you. And so this morning, silver and gold I do not have. But what I have is the gift of Jesus Christ. But at the end of the service, I want you to know that my family and I have also brought a little cake to give to you all as well as to celebrate. And so don't leave without getting a cake from Sister Richardson and Sister Joy. They're going to help out. We wanted to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you all and to give you all a piece of love. So we brought some cake to give to each and every one of you all. So please, and we can't get hot water. I did bring some packets of hot chocolate because we do know that it's the winter season. So, Mel, just give them the packets of hot chocolate to take with them. Also, we brought sugar-free for those of you all who are diabetic. Somebody ought to say the pastor thinks about everything. Amen, amen. Want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to drink some hot chocolate and to have a little cake. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm so blessed today, and I want you to know that I am. I'm just blessed to have a wonderful wife and two great boys that have already, we've entered in through prayer and supplication. We've already entered into this wonderful occasion early this morning. So we're just going to celebrate with you all what God is already doing in our lives. Amen.
Church, would you take your hymnals, please, and turn to hymn 118. The first Noel. We're going to sing the first three verses of the first Noel. Please be seated.
Good morning, church. Do you know that you can pray without asking for anything? When you have gotten so much, when you have been blessed with so much, this is a time for prayer without asking for anything. Just thanking God for all the things that you you already have. By the way, Baruch, the Lord says, I'll let you get away with your life. Sabbath school lesson. Now, if you got away with your life, you have done well. The Lord has blessed you. You have gotten away with your life. And you have seen the end. You have seen another Christmas. So let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord to thank him for all the many things. We are not going to ask for anything today. We are just going to be thankful. Let us bow our heads. Oh, great and loving Heavenly Father, you have been so good to us. You have packaged your Son, lay aside divinity, and come down to put on humanity so that you can redeem us. Oh, Father, we say thank you for that. We want to thank you for what you have done thousands of years ago. We want to thank you for what you have done for our fathers and our grandfathers, our ancestors. But Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for what you have done for us. Even in this year, you have blessed this church so much. We have changed pastors and we are still here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the music and the praise that went up from this building, that we were in our right minds to thank you for your goodness to us. We want to thank you for the babies that were born in this church with no defects, and the mothers are all healthy. We want to thank you for the families that you have kept together, husbands and wives, even in this bad economy. We want to thank you for the food that you have placed on our table day after day, that you have sustained us, Heavenly Father, from within and from without. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that we live in a country that is still peaceful. We want to thank you for the president that we have, that has brought us through this rockish economy, that we still have work and the country still exists by your goodness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for keeping us on these busy freeways. Day after day, we have driven to work, come back without an accident. We have seen them turned over on the freeways, but us, it did not come nigh our dwelling. And we know that it is because of your goodness. We know that it is because of your mercy. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have kept our bodies together. So many people have gotten sick, dying of cancer, and so many diabetics, Heavenly Father, never went to the hospital. All because of your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Father, we never went without clothes. We never went without shoes. We never went without enough water. All because of your sustaining mercy and your sustaining goodness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today. We want you to accept these frail tokens of thankfulness as our gratitude for all that you have done. We know that it was by you. We know that it was by your mercy. We know that it was by your loving care, calling us by name, waking us up in the morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for our children that have went to school, went to all these different universities and different colleges, and yet they are able to call you blessed, and they are trying to tell them that they came from apes and animals. Oh, Heavenly Father, it was your sustaining mercy. And today we ascribe praise to your name. Every heart says thanks. Every voice says thanks. Even our frail singing, Heavenly Father, accept it and tune our voices that it would be a token of our gratitude for what you have done for us. Accept our thanks in Jesus' most holy name. Amen.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Not asking for anything, but just thanking you. That's our theme. A theme for the day. That's beautiful, Joe. We're just going to thank the Lord for all that he's done for us. We're so blessed this morning here at Imani. You've got a wonderful opportunity. We're having a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful treat here this morning. God has blessed us to have a world-renowned singer here. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm so blessed to be able to sit in her home each and every day. I want to invite Sister Melanie Richardson to come up, world renowned, amen, going all over the world in song. So glad to have her here with us today as she shares a word in song. Come on, Mel, and praise the Lord for his wonderful blessings.
To proclaim, one day an angel said quietly that soon he would bring something special.